We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. The original song as recorded by Dave Loggins. And I don't know if our next guest knows that there are words to this song or not, but we'll find out right now.
He probably knows the lyrics.
The legendary Mike Tirico joining us now from Augusta. Hello, Mike.
I do know there are words. I don't know the words. I do know the words. I do know the words to One Shining Moment. The other song that has a 1 week run every year. But I do know that there are words to this song. Yes.
We listened.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you think. I like the song better without the words.
100%.
Oh, we all do.
100%. No, we decided yesterday that this song is even cheesier than One Shining Moment. And it ends with the final. We're not going to get to the final line, Mike, but the final line deals with, who is it? Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones, wood shafted legend. So do with that what you will.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Feel free to look it up on the internet.
That is fabulous.
So
that's beautiful.
So, Mike, we were talking earlier this morning, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but you've had a long, great career, and you've gotten to go to virtually every great sports venue in the world. With your roles with ESPN and now with NBC, is there anything that you haven't been to? Is there like something left on the Mike Tirico bucket list of sporting venues?
There is, and this is for the actual big event there, and that's Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I've been there a couple of times when there wasn't an event going on. I've actually called an event from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. But believe it or not, that was a PGA Tour Seniors golf tournament, because there is a golf course that loops inside the track and then goes back outside, Brickyard Crossing. I've called that event, but I've never been for the 500. And next month I get to be the host for the 500. Danica Patrick is actually going to be the analyst on our pre-show and post-show, post-race shows. So that will be the one. I can't think of another one that I haven't been to that I'm dying to get to yet. So it's pretty close to the last one on the sports bucket list in terms of work.
Wow.
It's a great list.
I know, because Jamie mentioned Roland Garros, and I said, I'm sure he was been there for ESPN.
I have not been there for ESPN, but stay tuned.
NBC. NBC, they carry the finals,
We have the rights now, and at some point here over the next few years, I'm going to get there for that, when the schedule works out. But, in tennis, really, you think about it, it's Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, and that's no disrespect to the Australian Open or the French, but those are the two big ones. Same deal when we're in Paris in the World Cup, the European Soccer Championships, I'm sorry, 3 summers ago.
Yeah.
I did go over to Roland Garros, but the tournament was not going on at that point. But more on that at some point down the line.
All right, gotcha.
All right. One round through, huge names on the leaderboard, fill in contention, Tiger, four back?
Four back.
Yes.
They couldn't ask for anything better, could they?
No, they couldn't. Here's the one thing that they would like to ask for that they're not going to get, at least it looks like, is cooperation from the weather. Sunday afternoon looks dicey. That'll be interesting to see if they move up the times. It's way too early to get the exact timing of the storms, but they're looking at mid to late afternoon thunderstorms and a big front moving through. It's raining right now, by the way. This is a latest up. This is traffic and weather on the 9. It is raining here this morning in Augusta. They're expecting on and off rain during the day. So the golf course is never going to get super fast this week, no matter what they try to do to it. So I think the scores are going to be pretty good. But leaderboard wise, you're right. And you didn't mention the big name to me, and that's Koepka. At the top, because Brooks Koepka has a chance to win 3 majors out of 4. It's hard to hold first round leads, but he obviously knows what he's doing at majors and at golf tournaments. Consider this, the career Grand Slam, guys, has only been won by 5 different players: Sarrazin, Hogan, Player, Nicholas, and Tiger Woods. It's winning each of the 4 Grand Slam events one time minimum during your career. Woods did it in 2000, was the first guy to do it in some 33 years. If Brooks Koepka wins here this week, then we're going to have a guy going for the career Grand Slam at every major the rest of the year. And until somebody does it, because we have at the PGA Championship, which is next, Jordan Spieth, although he's struggling right now, the U.S. Open, Phil Mickelson, and Koepka, if he wins this week, will have won the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the PGA, and he'd be going for it at the Open in July. So this thing that rarely happens in sports could be on the line every major we go to, because it's McIlroy here at the Masters, you know, for the next several years if Koepka can win here. And he's got the game to do it, and he's got the attitude to do it as well. So this should be a really fun week.
But as Jamie pointed out, does he have the hat to do it? Because
it's a bad hat.
It's a bad hat.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the hat, Mike. But it's funny, because watching the coverage yesterday, your friend Jim Nance was kind of, in a way, almost scolding us in the media and also golf fans for looking past Brooks Koepka, because you're right. I mean, yeah. Tiger and Spieth and Rory and DJ.
Phil.
What is it about Koepka? I mean, you've obviously known him a little bit. Is there a problem with him? Do people dislike him, or is it just that nobody really talks about him?
Well, let me first say that the Koepka hat is probably not for people our age, Jamie.
I'm not just for anybody, but okay, yes.
They've stopped marketing to us.
Yes.
I hope Jim's scolding was taken lightly.
It was.
It was not meant. Jim would never hurt anyone.
I know.
I kind of agree with him a little bit, and I think we're to blame, because the lowest hanging fruit is, let's talk Tiger, let's talk Phil, let's talk Ricky Fowler, let's talk Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. There are a lot of really good players out there right now. I don't think Dustin Johnson has gotten credit for how good he is. He's won 20 tournaments. That's a big number. He's still relatively young in his golf career. So I think we have the megastars who get the crossover headlines. The non-golfers know them. Brooks Koepka doesn't. He should have jumped on the radar a little bit higher when he won a second straight U.S. Open. Curtis Strange was the last to do that 30 years ago. And then when he won the PGA with Tiger breathing down his neck. That's the one that should have opened up everyone's eyes, because it's always been about, well, you know, all these guys have won these majors, but it hasn't been against Tiger. Well, here was Tiger playing a good major at the Open the month before, right in contention at the PGA, and Brooks Koepka didn't play. So he should have gotten more of our attention, I think. So I think shame on us for not doing that. I agree. I think he gets overlooked by a lot of folks, and he should. He's got all the game in the world. He's gotten more attention for losing weight and talking this way. Most people think it's for ESPN, the body issue. Which would be motivation, candidly, to lose weight. But it hasn't affected his golf game, as we see right now.
Now Tiger, everybody's, you know, enamored, obviously. But it seems every time he plays, even, you know, he won the closing event last year, there's always like one hole or one shot that just screws him up. Yesterday, it was the par 5 where he flew the green. And he ended up parring rather than getting, which could have been a birdie or an eagle.
Right.
Do you still think he will be in contention, like, at the top of the leaderboard on Sunday?
Yeah, I thought he played well yesterday. I really did. I think he, you know, it's one of those rounds where he could have gotten a little bit more out of that. But that's rare. And that's always a good sign, because that means you're playing well. Where it's going to come down to for Tiger is, you mentioned the one bad hole. Oftentimes that's set up by one bad drive. Thought he drove it pretty well yesterday. The putting is the key for everybody at Augusta. This is known for second shots and putting. And Tiger's putting has not been great of late, but it was pretty good yesterday. So I think he's in a really good position. Where it could be a problem is Koepka goes out early. Mickelson goes out early at 11 and 10:53. Most of the leaders are going out before 11 a.m. Tiger tees off a little before 2. If those guys throw the lead up at like 12 under par, let's say Koepka shoots 66 again today, and Tiger gets to, you know, the sixth hole. The first six holes, you have to try to get through an even or one under par. Those are tough starting stretch. There is a tough starting stretch there. If you get through that, and then you look up at the board and you're 8 or 9 back, all of a sudden that becomes a pretty difficult last 10, 11 holes. So that could be hugely important to see where he is come the weekend, Stoney, what he ends up doing this afternoon once he knows where the lead is sitting.
Do you think, based on all the names that Stoney mentioned, Mike, that the winner is on the front page of the leaderboard right now? Is there anybody lurking that you think could make a run over the weekend, or are we looking at the guys right now who are probably going to win this thing?
Jamie, it's a good question. Usually the leader is at the Masters for two reasons, three reasons, I think. The stat goes back, and if you're somewhere in the top 10 on day one, you win, you know, almost all but one of the last 15 Masters. So this is this isn't just an analytics trend. It's a good, deep-rooted historical fact with, I think, great reasoning. If the golf course is yielding low scores, it seems like most of the players go low. This is the smallest field that you get all year in golf, 87 players, other than the Tour Championship at the end. You get 87 players. About 35 or 40 of them really can win the Masters, the experience, the talent, all that stuff. Most of those guys point their game to this week, so you usually get the good players playing well right from the start. Guys don't tend to find it on Saturday or Sunday. So it's really hard to come from 6, 7, 8 shots behind here. And the golf course, too, maybe you can shoot a 64, 65, but guys don't shoot 61 here. The course record 63 shot a couple of times. So it's really hard to come from 20th, 25th position because the golf course doesn't give you a super low score usually, and you've got a lot of good players up there on the leaderboard because of the quality of the field. So hard for a guy to come back. So most of the names you see on that first page with maybe some of the two unders, that's probably about it, and you don't normally say that at a Thursday golf tournament. It's a great point.
All right, Mike, you're the best. Great talking to you. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the magnolias, and we will hopefully talk to you very soon.
I'll stay away from the lyrics for the rest of the song. You scared me away.
Yeah, it's frightening. All right.
Thank you. Go Pistons.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, when, here's a good one. What's the last playoff win by a Detroit team? Would it be the Wings against Tampa?
Yes.
3 years ago?
Look at you.
They won one game in that series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it's a long time without a playoff win.
Yeah, the Pistons' last win was 98.
Oh, that's right. They got swept the other time. 98?
No, we're going to go 2008.
No. Oh, 08. I'm sorry. Yeah, 08. Yeah, I'm sorry.
They won a few games in 04.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wait, did I sleep through that championship?
Yeah, that never happened. All right, Michael.
08, too. All right, guys, have fun. Enjoy
Thanks a lot. Look at this guy. He knows the last time of Detroit. I mean, what doesn't he know? I want to know, what doesn't he know? Mike Tirico.
He's the best.
I know.
97-1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.